If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I'm Joyce Barry, personal and professional success coach and your host. Thanks for joining us today. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is Rudy Rivec, extraordinary CEO and founder of the extraordinary company Symmetry Corp. And what is the topic? How to be extraordinary. This is the Hour to Empower. This is Miraculous March. We believe in miracles. Life is a miracle. Be open to miracles. Expect miracles and they will show up. Sometimes miracles take the form of the right people coming your way, the right opportunities coming your way. Sometimes life hands you a lemon and the miracle shows up when you turn it into lemonade. Let's have Miraculous March fill us with blessings each and every day. Let's have a miracle show up each and every day. Today's miracle is having Rudy Rivec right here on deck when he honestly travels all over the world. He's always on the go, and yet we are so privileged that he makes time for us. Whatever your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, whatever miracles you want to manifest in your life, you can choose me, yours truly, Joyce Barry, as your coach, and listen to our esteemed guests every day on Joyce Barry and Friends with their profound life lessons. Your success is our specialty. My official website is Joyce Barry. com, B-A-R-R-I-E. Tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best on Joyce Barry and Friends. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show is in our archives. You need only log in to blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, and you will see each guest and each topic on the left side of the homepage. You can play and download any of our shows. You will want to share these inspiring messages with your friends, family, and contacts. Keep up with us. Don't miss any of the shows. Always informative, inspiring, and motivational. Tomorrow we have Marie Elena Rigo. She will talk to us about feng shui. She is a feng shui expert, so if you want to know how to get rid of that clutter and feng shui your home or your office, you want to tune in to tomorrow's show. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Simply click follow on the upper left side right below my picture, and please note that right below the word follow, it says message, and you can click on that, and you can message me about the show, about our guests, about anything you want to communicate with me. I promise you that I do read all the messages. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room and have fun and chat away. I do go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see if there is anything you want to ask me or our guest or share with either of us. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And later, we will tell you about some really great products that are great for your health and your well-being. And also, stay tuned to hear about a way that you can increase your income. Our very special guest today, Mr. Rudy Rivek. He is right here, and you do not want to miss hearing what he has to say on being extraordinary. As always, we will kick off our show with Dr. Stan's Daily Attitude Adjuster by Dr. Stan, the man himself, best known as Dr. Breakthrough.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And here I go, straight to the Coach's Corner in New York City. And today's lesson is about the importance of group and the importance of support. And this came right out of a second helping of Chicken Soup for the Soul. The author is unknown, but the lesson is quite valuable. Next fall, when you see geese heading south for the winter, flying along in V formation, you might consider what science discovered as to why they fly that way. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird immediately following. By flying in V formation, whole flocks adds at least 70% of greater flying range than if each bird flew on its own. And the lesson is people who share a common direction and sense of communication can get where they are going more quickly and easily because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. When a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the draft and resistance of trying to go it alone and quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird in front. The lesson is if we have as much sense as a goose, we will stay in formation with those people who are headed the same way we are. When the head goose gets tired, it rotates back in the wing and another goose flies point. The lesson, it is impossible, it is sensible to take turns doing demanding jobs, whether with people or with geese flying south. Geese hung from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. What messages do we give when we hung from behind? Finally, and this is important, when a goose gets sick or is wounded by gunshot and falls out of formation, two other geese fall out with that goose and follow it down to lend help and protection. They stay with the falling goose until it is able to fly or until it dies, and only then do they launch out on their own or with another formation to catch up with their group. If you have the sense of the goose, you will stand by each other like that. So once again, the five lessons, people who share a common direction and sense of communication can get where they are going much more quickly and easily because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. If we have as much sense as a goose, we will stay in formation with those people who are headed the same way we are. It is sensible to take turns doing demanding jobs. What messages do you give when you hung from behind? And finally, if you have the sense of a goose, you will stand by each other. Rudy, have you ever heard the story of the goose before?
Yes, I have, Joyce, and it's an excellent analogy, and it certainly works by getting other people and working together. And that's what our business is all about. I'm glad you said that.
Exactly, and that's why I was thinking of you and your company when I gave that lesson, because I've never seen a company where everyone on the higher levels are all committed to your success, that are always there for you, a customer support team that is right on point, really come from a very caring place, always excellent, and everything is in such synergy. Everything works so well together. Everything is on the level of an A-plus all the way around, from the products to the support system. So having said that, I'm going to turn the floor over to Rudy Rivak, the CEO and founder of Symmetry Corp. They are in 17 countries. They do business in 30 different markets worldwide. The products are the best of the best, and they even have a lifestyle program that you want to hear about, that not only do you have these products that you will want to let everyone know about, but a way that you can earn extra income in doing that. Without further ado, I bring to you Mr. Rudy Rivak.
Joyce, thank you very much, and good morning to everyone on the show today. I really look forward to doing these shows with Joyce. It's such a tremendous show that she has here, to be able to help people to improve and to grow and to develop and to get better and getting involved. You know, I have always believed, in the 40 years that I've been in this in the business, I've always believed that involvement equals success, because it helps us to grow. Listening to other successful people, getting these messages from, like, Dr. Stan Harris, from Joyce and what she does, just a great show for all of you out there to be involved in something like this and help people to help themselves. So I'm excited about being on. But today, Joyce asked me to do something to help people out there, and what could help them improve, what would help them grow and develop and become better. And so I thought today I'd share something that I call my extraordinary dozen. And here's what that means. As I travel around the world, I find too many people that don't believe in themselves. I find too many people that look down on themselves. They're always looking at someone else as being a special person. Well, someone else can do it because they're this or they're that. And they look at other people as being extraordinary. They look at that doctor who's a brain surgeon and say, wow, he's special because he fixes brains. and he's a brain surgeon and all. Yes, and in the area of fixing brains, he is special. but maybe he can't sew that dress. Maybe he hasn't been able to raise 2 and 3 and 4 kids, and maybe he can't repair that car. Maybe so we all have our assets and liabilities. So here's my belief and why this message of this extraordinary dozen. My belief is that there is no such thing as an extraordinary person. There are only ordinary people who do extraordinary things. There's no such thing as a special person. There are only ordinary people who do special things. And I believe that everyone can be one of those extraordinary persons in their lives. And that's my extraordinary dozen. Let me share them with you. And there's no particular order to these. No one's more important than the other. But let me give you the dozen things that I think are important to move yourself from ordinary to extraordinary, if that's what you choose to do. Number one, extraordinary people are people who plant where they are. They're not people who are always thinking the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. They're not the ones who are saying, oh, I can't because I live in the wrong part of the town. I don't have enough education. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too tall. I'm too short. I'm too black. I'm too white. I'm too whatever. They don't look at, well, if I was different, if things were different, then I could do better too. No, that's an ordinary person. The extraordinary person says, hey, this is where I am. This is what I've been dealt. This is what I've got. I can do it. With what I have, with the assets I now have, I too can make it. Again, the ordinary person is a person who thinks that the grass is always greener somewhere else. Well, I remind you, the grass may be greener on the other side of the fence, but it's just as hard to mow. And if you can't mow it where you are, you're not going to be able to mow it if you were different, if things were different. So start looking at yourself and your assets where they are. Here's another thing that I think makes the difference between an extraordinary and an ordinary person. Extraordinary people take full responsibility. They never play the victim. They never say, oh, woe is me. They don't blame someone else for their situation. I'm where I am because of me. The ordinary person says, oh, I'm where I am because the government or because the neighbors or because I'm too this or I'm too that or my boss or someone else says. They're always looking to blame someone else for their situation. The extraordinary people take responsibility and say, I am where I am because of me, and I can change things because of me. They know how to do that instinctively because they're constantly working on themselves, and it all boils down to personal growth. That's why I say, when you listen to shows like this, it really helps because you're listening to other people who are just ordinary people. See, I came up, I spent my young life as a chicken farmer. I wasn't even born in America. I was born in Europe. My mom and dad were Hungarian and Romanian refugees who escaped after the war to get away from the communists. I came here when I was 5 years old, raised on a chicken farm. I was poor most of my life. And thank God I ran into a direct selling opportunity where people helped me to change and grow. And in those early days, I kept saying, oh, I can't do it because I don't have the education. I'm just a poor farm boy. I don't know how. But they helped me by staying involved, going to the trainings and the meetings and the events, getting involved with people like you are on the show. It made me believe that I can too. And once I did, once I took responsibility for my future, things started to change and change fast. Here's another thing that extraordinary people do, and that is they always find a way. Ordinary people find excuses. Extraordinary people find a way. They look at the mountain and they say, I am going to go to the top of that mountain, and you're going to see me waving to you from the top or come looking for me because I'm dead on the side, because I'm not coming back until I've seen the top. Someone says, yeah, but it's going to be hard. He says, that's okay, then I'll do it hard. Well, it might be easy. Well, good, then I'll do it easy. Well, it might take a long time. That's okay. It'll take a long time, but I will do it. I'll find a way. Here's another thing extraordinary people do, and that is they listen twice as much as they talk. Interesting, huh? They do. Extraordinary people are good listeners. Ordinary people are talkers. They want to tell somebody what they know. Extraordinary people listen to successful people and want to become good copiers. There's a secret to success right there. You know, God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth, which implies that we're supposed to listen twice as much as we talk. And so that is exactly what should happen. You know, one of my one of my trainings, I talk about, you know, take a successful person to dinner. If you want to learn how to be successful, find a successful person that you'd like to be like. And I'm not talking about just money success. You want to be a better school teacher? Find the best school teacher. You want to be a better truck driver? Find the best truck driver you know. You want to be a better business person? Find the best business person you know and take them to dinner. Guy says, what? You want me to buy him dinner? He's got all the money and you want me to buy him dinner? Well, that's the language of the poor. That guy will stay poor, financially broke the rest of his life because he won't invest a little bit in his better future. The secret to success is take that successful person to dinner. But the entire time when you have him or her eating, you just listen. You ask questions and listen, ask questions and listen, ask questions and listen. There's the secret to success, listening to successful people. Here's another thing that it takes to become extraordinary, in my opinion, and that is to enjoy the journey. Extraordinary people enjoy the journey of life, enjoy the journey of success. Ordinary people looking for the destination, they think that if I only got to this, I would now be happy. If I reach that goal, I'll be happy. If I get more of X, I'll be happy. That's not what extraordinary people do. Extraordinary people love what they do. They have passion for what they do, and they're enjoying the journey. There's a secret to success right there. You know, Earl Nightingale, many of you may not have even heard of him. He was a very, very successful a motivator and a developer of people. Oh, in the 50s, 40s and 50s, Earl Nightingale, and I remember one of the first records I saw of him. It was a little tiny, a 78 record. And on that record, he said something that I've never forgotten. He said, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, not the achievement of it. He said, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, a goal. It's the progressive realization of that goal that is the success. It's not the accomplishment of it necessarily. See, enjoying the trip. Joyce's show is out of New York here, and you have somebody there in New York that is that's kind of interesting. Now, whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is somebody who's enjoying the journey. You know, people look at him and say, wow, he's got all this money, but he's always out there looking for more and wanting to make more money and wanting. No, sure he wants to make more money because he uses the money as a yardstick to see how successful he has become. It's not because he wants another $1 million or $1 billion. It's because that's how he rules as a ruler for his success. But there's a guy who's enjoying the journey. He's everywhere. He's on television. He's on radio. He's writing books. He's doing things. See, does he need to do all of those? No. But he's enjoying the journey. There's a secret to success. Here's another thing that it takes to be extraordinary, I believe. And that is extraordinary people build friendships. Ordinary people destroy friendships. Yes, that's it. Building friendships, getting around people. People are what make this world go around. It's not trees. It's not animals. It's not the dirt. It's not the. It's people that make this world go around. And building people and building relationships with people. Folks, I've done more business with relationship building than I have with business building. I've become more successful by building relationships than building businesses. And there's a key right there. Work on people, building friendships. Here's another thing extraordinary people do, and that is they cherish honor. In other words, they are honorable. And I think the difference between being honest and being honorable, there is a difference. Honest is doing the right thing and doing what the rules say. That's honesty. And when people are watching, being honorable is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. Being honorable is making sure that you do the right thing all the time. See, but ordinary people do what's expedient. Ordinary people will do what will benefit them today and worry about the consequences in the future. Extraordinary people are honorable. They look into the future and make sure that they are doing things that are right. My original mentor in this business, one of my original mentors was Mr. Jim Rohn, who passed away a couple of years ago. But Jim used to say this that I always remembered. He said, beware of what you become in pursuit of what you want. In other words, if you have to do things dishonestly and you have to do things wrong and you have to do things against other people, maybe when you get what you have been trying to get, maybe you won't enjoy it so much. See, beware of what you become in pursuit of what you want. Do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Here's the next thing that I think it takes for extraordinary people, and that is to think big. extraordinary people think big. They have vision. They can look into the future and see the future in advance. You know, that's setting goals. Ordinary people think small. They, well, I don't want to think too big because if I think too big, I might not get it, and then what? And so they think small. They have small goals. They think small. And because they're afraid they won't achieve. No, folks, think big. Have big dreams. Have big futures. Look, shoot for the sun, because if you miss, you land on a moon. That's okay. Then shoot for the universe, and if you miss, that's okay. You land on the sun, because you don't have to get everything you want, but you have to want everything you get. See, vision. It says in the Bible, a man without vision will perish. Wow. That's pretty serious. A man without vision will perish. Why? Because looking into the future is how you create the future. Look, vision is a person's ability to see things that don't yet exist, but that's how they exist. Think about some of the greatest men who dreamt big dreams when everyone else said it couldn't happen. John F. Kennedy saying, "We will put a man on the moon in the next decade." Did it happen? You bet. And people laughed, said it couldn't happen. It'll never happen. How about Jules Verne when he wrote a book called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? There were no submarines back in those days. And he was talking about taking humans down 20,000 leagues into the ocean. How about Leonardo da Vinci? Leonardo da Vinci in the 17th century was drawing pictures of helicopters. There are sketches in his museums of him drawing helicopters. Man couldn't even fly. And he was drawing had sketches of helicopters that are aerodynamically correct. Where did those things come from? They came from the mind. And because they could dream it, because they could visualize it, because they had the vision, that's how things exist. Martin Luther King, his dreams came true, had big visions. So just dream big dreams. Here's the next thing that it takes to be an extraordinary person, and that is that extraordinary people are focused. That's right. They're not scattered. Ordinary people are scattered. They're here, they're there, they're doing this tomorrow, they're trying that. No, be focused, folks. Decide what it is that you want. You know, I've had some people say, oh, well, you have to have a multitude of businesses. You get a bunch of different things going, and that's how you become successful. I don't believe that. That's not my point of view, because you need to stay focused. You have to, whatever you're doing, you have to be passionate about what you're doing, and that helps you to stay focused. Have one dream that you're running towards. Now, I know sometimes people have to get started, like in our business, most people get started on a part-time basis, and that's actually our motto, work your job to pay your bills, but build your business to build your future. Yes, I understand that, and so you have two things in your life, but that business, that focus, that long-term, stay focused. It's kind of like the old story about the kid with the magnifying glass. The sun is hot, and the sun is keeping us alive and giving us this energy. What do you do if you take a magnifying glass and you focus the rays of the sun into one spot? What happens? That warmth turns into a fire, into a flame. Well, it's the same with human beings. The moment they get focused and they know where they're going, have one direction, they too can succeed. Here's another thing. And it takes to be extraordinary, in my opinion, and that is extraordinary people share positive. Now, I didn't say extraordinary people are positive. Yes, they are. But even more important, they share the positive. See, ordinary people think, I can't, it won't work. Ordinary people look at the negative side. They look at a glass of water that halfway up is the water line. The average person looks at that and says, oh, the glass is half empty. Right? The positive person looks at the glass and says, the glass is half full. And there's no difference how much physical water is in there. It's how people look at it. But more important than just that positive attitude is that extraordinary people share that positive attitude. You know, when you get an extraordinary person into a room, they just walk into a room, you can feel the energy change in the room. They don't have to say anything. There are certain people, you've seen them, they'll walk into a room and the energy in the room changes just by their presence, because of their positive attitude, because they share positiveness, because you know you can't go up to them and be negative. There are some people that are looking for other people to be negative. That the ordinary person is, they're wanting to sit around and talk about how bad things are. The economy is bad, business is bad, the jobs are bad, housing is bad, the money is bad, this is bad, and they want to gather other people around them and wallow in that negativity. Extraordinary people get away from that, and they wallow in, yeah, I know how things are, I'll admit how things are, but now what are we going to do about changing them? They share that positive attitude. And one of the ways to do that, folks, is to make sure you stay involved with shows like this. They help you to stay on that positive side of life. You know, about 95% of the population out there is looking at the negative, listening to the negative. They're reading the newspapers, listening to the news, and that's mostly negative. So you need to get this positive input of shows like this, of books that you can read, good positive books, books like Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Positive Thinking, The Magic of Believing, The Magic of Thinking Big. There are thousands of good books on the market, and all of the good books today are also on CD. You can listen your way to success when you're in the car. So make sure you're reading positive information, listening to positive information, and talking to positive people, and then share that with others. Here's the next thing, next to the last thing, of becoming an extraordinary person. And that is, extraordinary people say, what can I do for others? What can I do to help someone else succeed? Ordinary people say, what's in it for me? What can I get out of this for me? No, what makes you successful is helping other people succeed. Yeah, Zig Ziglar said it best. He said, if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get everything that you want. There's a key to success. That's what makes extraordinary people extraordinary. They make sure other people are succeeding also. And, you know, Joyce just said it before. She gave that example of the geese. Wow, what is that? That's nothing but teamwork. That's helping other people get what they want. That flock gets together, and they all share in that draft. You know, my hobby is racing, and that's what we do in racing. Two cars hooked up to each other will go faster than one car. Why? Because they're sharing the resistance, and so they can go faster together. And it's the same for you, getting other people, being part of a team, helping others succeed, and you'll succeed. And last but not least, becoming an extraordinary person. Watch them. Look at extraordinary people, and you'll notice one major trait that they have over average people. Average people say, I'll try it for a while, see if it'll work. Extraordinary people say, I'll never give up. I will do it. They have total persistence. Folks, read books about successful people. Read the biographies and autobiographies. Every successful person out there has failed. That's right. Read the books about the Disneys and the Carnegies or the Trumps or the anybody you want to pick out who you think is a successful person. They've all been failures. You know why? Because there's no disgrace in failure. Every successful person has failed, but there is disgrace in quitting. No successful person has ever been a quitter. That's it. Every book you read about those successful people, there'll be stories about failure after failure after failure until, boom, they hit their success. And then even after they hit their success, there were days of discouragement, days of disappointment, days that things weren't going as well as they'd like. What did they do? Give up? No. They persisted. They kept on trying. Never, never, never give up. There's the key to success, folks. So those are my extraordinary dozen. And again, there's no such thing as an extraordinary person. There are only ordinary people who do extraordinary things. And each and every one of you listening to this today can be extraordinary. Yeah, it takes a little bit of work on yourself. It takes a little bit of work on you on a daily basis and personal development. But you, too, can do it. So there you are, Joyce. I hope those tips will help your people on the show have a better future.
I would say so. I will say honestly, folks, that is one of the best lessons I have ever, ever heard. The way it was put together, I took notes on the entire segment. I learned so much from it. It was just put in such a powerful way. I don't think you missed anything, Rudy. Loved it, as always. I want to go back over one of the points where you said you worked your job to pay your bills. And then what was the second part of that?
Work your job to pay your bills, but build your business to build your dreams and your future. That's a motto of ours in Symmetry, because we know that the average person, you know, they have to continue to work in their job usually when they get in our business because they have to pay the bills. And when you build a business, it takes a little bit of time before you start reaping the rewards of a business.
So work your job to pay your bills and then build your business to build your career. And I'm in total alignment with that. And that's something we advocate on the show. to be your own boss and have your own business where the sky is totally the limit, I want to share with you folks this song that I wrote the words, but my friend Kurt Fitzpatrick sang it for us.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
So, Rudy, how did you think of my songwriting skills? I know you love my poetry.
Yes, very good, Joyce. Excellent. And you know, it's outstanding to sell the opportunity because people need opportunity today more than ever.
Absolutely. But notice the key points. The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. So I want to talk about the products of this company because truly they are so healthy. So that is the first thing. You don't want to represent something, folks, that you don't love yourself, that you don't value yourself. You want to be a product of the product. And I share this with you in all honesty. I love these products. I truly love the products. So that's why it was easy to make this as a choice for a home business, because I share it the way I would share my favorite restaurant, my favorite book, and my favorite movie. I share it with passion and from my heart. So why don't we talk about some of these products? Why don't we start by talking about Genesis, let's say. It's a product that's so healthy, as I say in the song, but I've never tasted anything that I love so much that tastes so good. It is really amazing to me that something that healthy, that tastes so good, is really out there and it's that good for you. I know that's a flagship product, Rudy. I know it's been around pretty much near the beginning. What would you like to share about that?
Well, a couple of things, Joyce. First of all, Genesis does taste great is because although people look at it as a juice and it's a 32-ounce bottle, it's a liquid, it tastes like, it actually has grape juice, pear, pomegranate, and several juices in there to make it taste good. But the juice is only a carrier for the nutrition that we add. It has some really remarkable nutrients in it. For example, resveratrol, which is that what comes from the skin of grapes. It's what everybody hears about nowadays about drink red wine and live longer. It's because they discovered this nutrient in the skin of grapes, and that's why it's in red wine, not in white wine, because when you make red wine, you use the skin, white wine, you don't. And this resveratrol has been proven, the health benefits of it have been remarkably proven in longevity and from a variety of reasons. So resveratrol, the second thing that's in there is ellagic acid. Ellagic acid comes from pomegranates. If you go on the internet and you put in ellagic acid, you'll see 30,000 studies about ellagic acid and its ability to not only protect against cancer and some other diseases, but also it will also fight and kill cancer in all four stages. Now, again, I'm not making any claims for the product. This is not a medicine. This is only a good food that helps your body to take care of itself. But that ellagic acid is in that product, a whole pomegranate in every one-ounce serving. By the way, there's 10 bottles worth of resveratrol of red wine in every one-ounce serving. And then there's also 15 biblical herbs, which was the foundation of why we called it Genesis in the first place. We went into the Bible and we dug out the foods that were normally eaten back in biblical days, because back in biblical days, people lived so much longer. And so it has these 15 biblical herbs. And last but not least, everybody today has heard about antioxidants. but mostly they hear about secondary antioxidants, which are the ones you get from fruits and vegetables. But your body also makes primary antioxidants called glutathione and SOD. You cannot get those from foods because your stomach acids will destroy them. Well, we have a patented, unique method, a way of delivering these glutathione and SOD directly to the body and giving 24-hour, 7-day-a-week protection against oxidation, these antioxidants. So it's really a unique product that people have to try and experience the benefit.
Absolutely. And as I said, I've never had anything that tasted that good, that was that good for you. Next, I would say Cardio 5000. That's a relatively new product for us. And from what I hear, there are stories about it and the results that people have gotten that you just have to hear it, folks, for yourself. And you would definitely be inspired, as I was, to have this product in your home. What would you like to share about Cardio 5000?
Well, quickly, Cardio 5000 is simply this. It is designed for heart health, for the entire cardio system. People with high blood pressure, whether it's cholesterol problems, whatever the cardio situation is, it has been shown that this product will help. It's based on arginine. And there are a couple of doctors who received the Nobel Prize in their research on nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is something that helps keep your arteries pliable and helps keep the inflammation down in your arteries. The proof today is that heart disease is created not because of the cholesterol. Heart disease is created because of the inflammation in our arteries. And that's what Cardio 5000 does. It helps your body to take care of itself in the cardiovascular area.
Folks, I want to refer you in our archives. That would be blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry. Tuesday, February 28th, you just want to arrow down to February 28th. We did a whole show on heart health with Brandon Langer, Senior Vice President of Symmetry, and he introduced us to Dr. Jay Wilkins. It was an extraordinary show on heart health, and we did it in National Heart Month in the month of February. So I want to refer you folks to that show, Dr. Jay Wilkins on heart health. He is indeed an expert with the Senior Vice President of Symmetry, Brandon Langer. Anything you want to say about Dr. Jay Wilkins?
Yes, he is a specialist in the area of this product of arginine, and actually he was one of the instrumental people who developed this product with us, and he is also a business partner of Symmetries today.
And also, folks, on Monday, February 20th, once again in our archives, so that was just, you know, a week before, we had my most fascinating guest ever, Dr. Mark Crapo. He is the genius behind most of the Symmetry products. And as I said, most fascinating, we do different topics besides products and company. We did a whole show on love on February 14th for Valentine's Day. So indeed, he is the most knowledgeable, extraordinary person I would say that we've ever had, because he has more degrees and more credits to his name than anyone I've ever known. Anything you want to say about Dr. Mark?
Yeah, Dr. Mark is amazing. He not only has a doctorate in Oriental medicine, he has two doctorates in religion. That's why he put together that Genesis product originally, because of his doctorates in religion and going through the Bible and picking out the foods that were so instrumental in helping people to live longer in those days. But Dr. Mark has been incredible. He's helped us design 99.9% of the products at Symmetry.
Yeah, that's what I had thought. That I didn't want to say all, but I thought it was almost that. But he is so much fun and so fascinating that whenever I tell him you're still the most fascinating, no one ever came close. He always says to me, Joyce, you need to get out more.
Yeah.
So he's very, very funny as well. Love doing shows with him. And we do so many other topics. Believe it or not, with that kind of background, he even has a degree in sex education, and we did a whole show on sexuality as well. He's just amazing. Another product that I love is Simply Magic, and I do believe in magic and miracles and all of that, and that product is that. you want to lose weight and you want to do it without, you know, the normal going crazy and feeling like you're giving up something and all the willpower and everything that it takes, this product will assist you with losing weight the healthy way.
Yes, Simply Magic is really, it is magic. But it's not just losing weight, though. The important thing about Simply Magic is it has energy and it has mood enhancement as well as appetite suppressing. And so it helps people in all three areas to suppress their appetite, helps with the energy boost, and also mood enhancement. People are getting all kinds of great results with that product.
And it came out at such a great time because we all know what January brings to the table, your New Year's resolutions. And as a coach, I can't tell you how many people have on the resolution list, I need to lose weight, I need to get healthier, I need to feel better. So these products we're sharing with you today will absolutely help you in keeping with those New Year's resolutions. And then the other product, which I love, I'm even called the queen of it, it's Botanicals. I am not giving up that title because that product literally took the place of about 20 other toxic and chemical products. We all grew up in a home where we had one product that washed the oven, one product that washed the floor, one product we put in the dishwasher, all different products. Another one did the mirrors and the glass. Here's a product, Botanic Gold, that you can use for just about everything that is so extraordinary, that does all the work of those toxic chemical products, does it better, and it's totally, totally healthy. And just one other thing about those other products, just turn the bottles over if you have any doubts, and you will find on every one of them it will say, contact your local poison control center if accidentally ingested. Well, with Botanic Gold, it is so healthy, you won't see the word poison anywhere. And Brandon shared that with his little child. The child had gotten his hands into the Botanic Gold and gotten it all over his face, perhaps some in his mouth, and Brandon wasn't the least concerned. What would you like to share about Botanic Gold? That is truly one of my favorites.
Well, you know, one of the biggest problems today are chemicals that are in our environment, and people are always worried about the chemicals that they're ingesting. They're talking about buying organic foods and so on, and worried about washing their fruits and vegetables and so on. But most people don't realize that the most dangerous way that we get chemicals in our body is through our skin. Our skin absorbs it. As we're using these harsh chemicals to wash our bodies, to wash our hair, the various things that we put on our skin, our body is absorbing that. When we take a shower, we're absorbing the chlorine from the water. And all of those negatives are absorbed through the skin. Well, people using these harsh chemicals in cleaners, and it's being absorbed, where Botanic Gold is made out of pure fruits and vegetables. So it is totally healthy, and not only is it healthy for a person to use because it's pollution-free and it's child-safe and safe for all humans, but it really works. I wash my motorcycle engine in it and clean my motorcycle with it, and my son washes my grandson in it every night.
And you can even throw it into your laundry.
You can use it in your laundry. That's exactly right. Anywhere that you use cleaning fluids right now, replace it with Botanic Gold.
But, you know, the amazing thing, besides that it does the job, besides that it's so healthy, imagine all those other products. You have 20 products, and each one does a different thing. You can get rid of all of that and replace it with one product, Botanic Gold. So having, discussed, like, these are my absolute favorite products, I also want to share with you folks my favorite radio show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay!
That was an original poem by Beverly Nadler. She's an author. Her book, Vibrational Harmony, I wrote the foreword to that. And she brings us our Here's to Your Health segments on Thursdays. So the next thing I want to share about is how can you take these products that you love, that you use, and actually create it into a home-based business. So listen up to this original song by Kurt Fitzpatrick.
I'm gonna wash that floss right out of my hair. Gonna walk out of my cubicle right out of my chair. Now the sky is the limit and the sky's in the air, 'cause I'll be on my way. I'm gonna work from home and I choose to succeed. I'm gonna make my own hours, oh yes sir indeed. I'm going to be my own boss, it's me I will lead, and I'll be on my way. How much I earn, it's up to me, up to me. Who's a master coach? That's Joyce Barry, Joyce Barry. Now it's time for me to shine. Yes, sister. I'm gonna wash that boss right out of my hair, 'cause now I work for myself, yes, that I will share. Make your own opportunities if you do dare, and you'll be on your way. Yes, you'll be on your way.
So, folks, here you have a company with great leadership, extraordinary products, and an extraordinary business opportunity. And what I find different about this opportunity is that they have this amazing lifestyle program that every step of the way, in small increments, you can be rewarded. Oftentimes we hear, oh, I can't do a business. I'm not a super salesperson. And you know what, folks? If you just put one foot in front of the other and not sell anything to anyone, but rather share from your heart because you believe in these products the way I do, and I know you will, if only you will try them. Rudy, what would you like to share about the business opportunity that you've made available for our folks?
Well, Joyce, you know, as I said before, at Symmetry, we believe that it's important that you work your job to pay your bills, but you build a business to build your future. Because by building a business of your own, you build residual income, income that can come to you even when you're not working. You see, there are basically three ways, and I know we don't have a lot of time. There are three ways to try to reach financial independence in this world. One is through production, that is working by the hour. I make $10 an hour, I work 8 hours, I made $80. I make $10 an hour, I work 10 hours, I made $100. I make $10 an hour, I don't work, I make zero. That's a terrible way to try to reach financial independence because there's only so many hours in a day. It's impossible. And even if somebody is a professional, like a doctor, their income is still limited to the hours they can work. A brain surgeon, $5,000 per operation, great. But what if tomorrow he's in an accident and loses his hand? His income is gone. So production is a poor way to try to reach financial independence. The second way is through investing, buying land, stocks, bonds, gold, gems, whatever. That can reach financial independence. The problem is that you lose control of your money. You buy gold and gold goes up, great. What if it goes down tomorrow? You have no control. Buy land, it goes up, good. What if it goes down? Stocks, they go up and down. So you can't control it. Plus, the average person doesn't have the investment to begin in there. The third way to try to reach financial independence is through a business of your own that duplicates, something where you can get other people working for you. John Paul Getty said it best, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. Because if you have 100% of your own and tomorrow you don't work, you don't get paid. You go on vacation, you don't get paid. You quit, you don't get paid. You retire, you don't get paid anymore. But if you have 100 people working for you and tomorrow you don't work, they're still working, you still make something. You go on vacation, you're still earning. You retire, you're still earning a residual income. And through business, you can do that. Working a job, you can't. And in symmetry, not only do we believe in that, in making the money, we also believe, one of my favorite sayings is that life is what God gave us, and style is what we do with it. So we love giving people lifestyle. And we have this lifestyle program that offers people bonuses like one-time cash payments as they grow into business, little steps at a time. We take them on trips at just small volumes. We fly them into Austin, Texas to visit the company and meet the leadership there and do some training. Then as they grow into business, they get additional trips where they go on trips with, like last year, we took everybody to Puerto Rico in a beautiful 5-star hotel, all expenses paid, all of meals, everything covered. We give them a trip there where they can go around the world, anywhere they want to go on a $10,000 all expense paid trip, wherever they want to go in the world as they continue to grow in the business. Then we have car programs where they can earn car payments in the bottom end, an extra $200 a month, then an extra $300, an extra $400, an extra $600, an extra $800, an extra $1,000 a month to pay for a car. So there's all these lifestyle bonuses as well as building that income that Symmetry can give people.
Rudy mentioned about, inviting you to the home office and get some training out there. And they even have one of the lifestyle benefits is the luggage. That's this beautiful luggage that they give you to take out there as well. What I really like about the program, as I said, you don't have to do huge, huge amounts to earn any of this. Every step along the way, there are bonus that you will receive from the company through this lifestyle program. It is truly, truly extraordinary. Oh, we have a few minutes left, Rudy. What would you like to say to kind of like wrap up about being extraordinary?
Well, I've always believed that, again, as I started that conversation, that there's no such thing as extraordinary people, just ordinary people who do extraordinary things. And that's what I consider myself. As I said before, I'm a poor farm boy. I came off the farm and had no big education, no background. But they were willing to give me the chance, and I was willing to do the work. And the biggest work is the work that you have to do on yourself. It's called personal growth. Because for things to change, we have to change. And for things to get better, we have to get better. It's not the outside world that's going to change. We have to change. The outside, we can't influence everybody around us. We can't tell the government what to do. I know people think they can, but it's only one vote. You can't change the government. You can't change the people around you. You can't change the environment you're in. But you can change you. And you can do a remarkable things if you're willing to change yourself through personal development. And as a last comment, again, I love the idea that you have this show because I believe involvement equals success. The more people can stay involved with positive people, get positive message, hear positive information, the more they can do that, the more likely they are to succeed and change their lives and get better.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. And, in talking to Brandon as I do, I know how much the company is all for positive, being positive, self-improvement, and that's why I love the company so much, because there is such harmony with what you do, what you offer, and what I offer. There's a symmetry there to use that title of the company, Symmetry. There's a symmetry there that we're all on the same page. And one of the things as a coach, and I'm a trainer and give classes and all of that, I always believe in having things be fun. I believe that, to really learn something, it's easy to remember when you're having fun, when there are great quotes. I try to put in all those elements because that's what sticks with people. So we have a couple of minutes, so I'm just going to share what I consider to be fun as a coach, my celebrity endorsement.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning.
That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, the website to find out all about these products and this extraordinary company is DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com. And those of you from all over the world, actually, that heard about this show today, that are listening to us in our archives, go back to the person who told you about it, and they will invite you into their organization. Another great show, Rudy. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Really am grateful for you and your company, that you join us and give these extraordinary life lessons. Have a wonderful day, everyone. And you know what? Make it extraordinary.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.